I wish now mama don't talk about
don't tell about this. That's all right.
Don't tell about the flying.
This isn't gonna go anyplace. This is just to save me from writing it down now. And I'll write some things down as we go along, because they'll be back here maybe, and we'll be working along here. But what we'll do is just visit. I'll ask you again about how you heated your house.
Well, the way we hit the house and got out and cut big sticks of wood, we call them back sticks, you know.
Uh-huh.
Right big, like that log cut in two there about, say, 3 foot long. And then we put that in behind and then built four in the middle. And then there was sticking one on the dogs in front, you know. And
uh-huh.
then little wood in front.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way that lasts a day, you know. Maybe day and night, that big wood.
Well, what'd you burn mostly? What kind?
Oak wood, mostly oak wood.
Oh, you were lucky to have it. Out in the panhandle, they burned cow chips. That's all they had is cow chips.
Mm.
They go out, the fella said, the whole family go out a couple days in the fall with a wagon. They just gather cow chips and pile them up, keep them dry.
Mm.
And then for the winter, that would be their heat.
Some of these sticks we'd split in two, you know, and make it smaller, you know, for little wood to set afar.
Uh-huh. What'd you call that?
Oh, that, I just call it little wood, that's all, you know, just split up wood.
Uh-huh. You said you had a fireplace for this. What did you call a place down at the bottom of your fireplace?
Hearth. That's a hearth.
Uh-huh. Well, where'd you put your clock?
Clock.
Yeah, did you have a clock?
Yeah. They had a mantle on top, you know, up
uh-huh.
above the fireplace, and the clock set on the mantle.
Uh-huh. In the early houses here, what were the rooms they had?
Entrance?
No, I was just thinking of...
What we've had in them days?
Yeah.
Well, they just had them. Sometimes they build these houses out of logs, you know.
Uh-huh.
They hewed the logs and... Well, it was about 16-18 foot inside.
Boy, those were big logs, weren't
big,
they?
Big houses, you know,
uh-huh.
inside. They built big houses, and about they built two of them big houses together, you know, and
uh-huh.
then they put side rooms on the back and porch on the front. And that's about as good a house as we had.
Oh, those were big, too.
Yeah, and lots of these logs were huge, 12 or 14 inches, you know, just like lumber. If people could use axe in and hew.
Uh-huh.
Like you hear these ties, you know,
uh-huh.
about like ties.
Yeah, I've seen some of those up north in Delaware County. Fellas had a potato house made out of those logs. It was just as solid. The other buildings were about to fall down, but this one was just like a fort.
We bought a place over here across the river from old Linden. Had an old Linden place, and he had, I believe it was two 16-foot rooms and porch and back room.
Mm-hmm.
Hall between it.
Mm-hmm.
They had a hall between it. Two rooms, old timey stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Old time built by Indians.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Indian built.
Hand hewn logs, huh?
Mm-hmm. And they were good hewers. They could hew out, they could take, see that tree there was 16 feet long, you know, 18. They just hew a line on that axe.
Well, be darned.
Mm-hmm. They just chip in and make places like that in along.
Uh-huh.
And then they hew that out.
Hmm. That's an art that is practical. I guess it's not, though. I imagine there are people around here today that can do that, aren't there?
Yes, there is a place here. Now, them houses that we bought over there across the river, or across on Blood River, they were hewed out of logs as big as that in Lachana, because they'd squared up about 16 inches, you see.
Uh-huh.
Big logs, wasn't it? Do you remember them?
Well, the house we lived in when we married, there was just about a big cross, this, let's see, this year. Just about this, the logs were just about this big.
Boy.
So
pine?
Where we lived when we married.
They make those out of pine or oak or what?